And God has set that before your eyes. The greatest reasons God gave me to believe were all illogical. Things that happened. You know, there are a few logical reasons. I'm not going to say it's totally illogical. But some of the greatest reasons to believe for me have not come through logic or through study. They've come through things that can't be taught in a classroom. Things that can't be put in a bottle. Things that can't be transferred from one person to another, but only from above. The good and perfect gifts come from above. And what can we do? Shall we force our way in? You know, we'll force our way through that door and find on the other side a precipice, and we will fall. Verse 13. And they sent unto him certain of the Pharisees and of the Herodians to catch him in his words. And when they were come, they say unto him, Master, we know that thou art true, and carest for no man, for thou regardest not the person of men, but teachest the way of God in truth. Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? Shall we give or shall we not give? It's a yes or no question. But he, knowing their hypocrisy, said unto them, Why tempt ye me? Bring me a penny, that I may see it. And they brought it. And he saith unto them, Whose is this image and superscription? And they said unto him, Caesar's. And Jesus answering said unto them, Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And they marveled at him. Again, this is the way in which the wicked question with him. They have crafted in their minds a scenario, a question they will ask that it is a yes or no question. They figure, whatever he answers, yes or no, we've got him. If he says we should give tribute to Caesar, then we'll turn the people against him because they hate to pay their taxes. And if he says we shouldn't pay taxes to Caesar, we'll go to Caesar. We'll go to the Roman governor and say, this man says it's not lawful to pay taxes. And figure, we'll get him. One way or the other. And this is called a false dilemma. People will portray things to you in a way that there's one answer or the other. It's either this or that. Either one or the other. A or B. Yes or no. There's so many times in which people portray things that way. And they want to present it that to you. They want to present it that way to you to constrain you into one way of thinking. They want you to think the way they're thinking. As a child of God, you've got to not allow that spirit to rule you. But the Spirit of God, you need to listen, but don't fall prey. Don't allow false dilemmas and false choices to be pushed on you. Rather, look at the hidden assumptions underneath. For them, they didn't want to pay taxes. That's their hypocrisy, is that they already had their own opinion about this. But they knew what a sticky, thorny issue it was. And so they wanted to stick it on him. And the way he answered is, whose money is it? Caesar's. Well, then give it to Caesar. Give to God the things that are his. And what are the things of God? What does God want from us? And it's said later in this chapter, you know, that to love and obey God is more than all the burnt offering and sacrifice, all that money could buy. God does not want your money. God wants us to give our all to him from within. Now, again, they're caught up in the nitpicking aspect of, well, you shouldn't pay taxes to Caesar. It's got Caesar's image on it. They see it as idolatry, paying tribute to him, and so on and so forth, that they should not be subject to this, and so on and so forth. But fact is, they are subject to it. Jesus was subject to it his whole life. It's what drew him to Bethlehem. According to scriptures, it was the census, pretty much. You know, they were going to count everyone for taxation. And they wanted them all to be counted accurately according to their city, so he had to end up traveling to Bethlehem. That's how he ended up being born there. So it was out of subjection to the taxes and so on and so forth that the scriptures even were fulfilled. God wants our hearts to be focused on pleasing him, focused on obtaining the things that he has promised us as Christians. And for them, it was that they would not be exercising their minds in all these, you know, outwardly righteous exercises, trying to appear right. We need to focus most of all on giving to God everything that is ours, everything that is truly ours, our hearts, our minds, giving it over to him from within. You know, they're worried about the outward things, the money, the tithe, you know, as it says in Matthew, they pay the tithe of mint and anise and cumin, but have neglected the weightier matters of the law. You know, they're worried about whose coins they're paying to who, but not about where that real, the coin within their heart, that common thing that all those who believe in the covenant of God should have had. The dedication to the covenant and the dedication to the righteousness that it represented, not merely to an outward expression of, you know, of following the letter of everything, but in the spirit of it all, understanding what God really wants from man. Verse 18. Then come unto him the Sadducees, which say there is no resurrection. And they asked him, saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us, if a man's brother die and leave his wife behind him and leave no children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. Now there were seven brethren, and the first took a wife and dying left no seed. And the second took her and died, neither left he any seed. And the third likewise, and the seven had her and left no seed. Last of all, the woman died also. In the resurrection, therefore, when they shall rise, whose wife shall she be of them? For the seven had her to wife. And Jesus answering said unto them, Do ye not therefore err, because ye know not the scriptures, neither the power of God? For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry, nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. And as touching the dead, that they rise. Have ye not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Ye therefore do greatly err. So these Sadducees, who was a sect, did not believe in the resurrection.